Oh, man. I gotta spend half the day with your ass. Hey, you really cracking up. I shouldn't have gave you no coffee. Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Brittany.
And we are For Color Nerds.
Yes, the conversations that black people have.
When white people aren't in the room.
Except we record them and put them on the internet.
So, I mean, I think we should start off by saying welcome.
Welcome.
We got an amazing shout out from Brittany's
boss.
Boss. I was going to say coworker, but let's be real.
Yeah, he's not my coworker.
Signs of checks. Yep. But, so, if you're listening to the show for the first time, we'd like to say thank you, welcome. And this show won't be anything like most of our other shows.
No, it's not going to be anything like most of our other shows. And the show isn't anything like Startup, so.
Yeah.
You came here looking for that.
This ain't it. But welcome. How you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing really fucking good.
I'm glad. I'm doing really fucking good.
I've been reading Shonda Rhimes' book, The Year of Yes. It is so good.
Are you taking that approach? Because I feel like I've heard no, like, even just, like, this morning.
I know. You know what? Full disclosure, Eric and I have to get our photos taken after we leave today, which is, like, my fucking least favorite thing. It's why I'm in fucking radio, so I have to get my fucking photo taken. And now here I am about to get my photo taken today with you.
Yes. We've been trying to schedule this for...
6 months?
6 months.
To a year. 6 months to a year.
Roughly. Somewhere
And I've managed to evade it.
Yeah. Until today.
I know.
So
don't run from shit in your life. Just go to show. Don't run from shit in your life because it will catch up with you.
Especially if I'm the accountability partner.
Oh my God.
It's not going away.
Yes,
I'm
but
like
Shonda, you
sound like an elephant.
I know, but elephants have nothing to remember. That's why they never forget.
Oh.
I found that out recently. It's weird. Isn't
that
weird?
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
But yes, no, Shonda would want me to say yes to this photo shoot because she said yes to a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but you have to read this book. But yes, I'm going to get my fucking photo taken today, which is probably going to cause me a burst into tears and then flames. But I'm here, so yes, I'm saying yes. How are you today, Eric?
I'm actually doing okay. I'm doing pretty well. I'm sad to miss. We're hosting a baby party at our apartment. And
today?
I sadly won't be there. It's today. It's going to be while we're taking our photos.
Oh, man. The baby party's I somehow thought the baby party was going to be like cocktail hour, like at nighttime.
No. Yeah. Babies don't usually last that long. They go to sleep around like 7 or 8. Oh, we should probably explain what a baby party is. So it's a party with babies.
They come by themselves.
They come by themselves. You know, they drive up, park the whip. They have like eggnog and
cookie
hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Because all that sugar is good for kids.
And rum. Rum is great for kids. Yeah.
Hot toddies all around. My wife, Carla. I don't know how to say my wife, Carla. But anyway, Carla is hosting.
People don't know. Some people don't know.
It's new.
Yeah.
She hosts this like group of women who are first-time mothers, and they're all going to bring their kids and like sit them on our big-ass rug in the living room and play around. So I'm actually sad to miss that, but I told her to take a lot of pictures. So
oh, that's
going to
be cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so cute, actually. It sounds like a puppy party, but with babies.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's cute.
That is cute. It should be nice. It will make for a really good Instagram.
Yeah.
Do it for the gram.
Do it for the gram.
But yeah, so I'm okay today. Even though, I mean, we should put it out there. We should just put everything away. So, Brittany, and know that I'm going to describe the situation not from a place of anger, but just to recap what happened. Brittany, as she just mentioned, has a lot of anxiety about taking pictures.
Oh, God.
So, literally, as soon as she stepped foot in the door to the studio today,
I had a fucking after-school special level meltdown.
Yeah, and got into a shower to match with me. I was like, why are we shouting? So I stopped. You continued for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we sat down. I offered you the coffee and breakfast that I brought you.
You got it from that McDonald's on Fulton, though. So you know they don't give us all the... They left 50% of the order out.
But, I mean, but still, some food.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I'm drinking the coffee now.
And we, you know, we calmed down. We're now feeling a little better.
Yeah, we're feeling a little better.
And it's good that we're feeling better.
Yes.
Because today, we're going to talk about...
Each other.
I think it's important, you know, it's holiday season, whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that may be your...
Ramadan was like early this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not now.
It's not this particular context.
Yeah.
Context. But it's a good time for reflection.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time to also reflect on the year, but to also think forward on what you want to be and what you look to change about yourself.
2016, that's your year, Eric.
Yeah. think so. I hope so. We'll see if Eve agrees with that.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But so today we thought it would be fun and different to just sit down for a little bit and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is how we should do it.
Okay.
Okay. So we should both talk about how we feel about the year, because a lot's happened. Like for both of us, the year's been lit. Like,
no, yeah, shit's literally
been crazy.
Yeah.
So we should talk about that. I'm interested to know how you feel about all the changes that have happened
shit.
In your life. Because, again, there have been a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about how I feel about what's happened. And then I think it would be curious to talk about what we've seen from the other side.
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
You want to go first?
Actually, you said I should go first. I think you should go first.
You think I should go first?
Yeah, because you have a living acquisition.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Okay, so I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, as we mentioned, has been lit. It's been it's been crazy. If you don't know, and for probably a lot of people are new to the show.
Yeah.
This year, I got engaged.
Yeah.
I got married.
Yeah.
I moved.
You did. That was like, ugh.
And moving in, and so just to put some detail on that.
Yeah.
I moved in New York City, in Brooklyn, with a eight months pregnant woman.
Yeah.
I think she was about 8 months.
She did more stuff while moving than I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah. Like, she was out there. And I would be like, yo, I'll go do this. She was like, nah, I'm trying to, I need to make sure I vet the place where we live. So we did that.
Mm-hmm.
We put together the apartment, which involved, like, a lot of furniture building. Remember, there was, like, a whole month where I was like, I can't do anything. I got to put together IKEA furniture.
You're doing household projects.
Yeah. So then had a baby.
You did have a baby. You didn't have a baby, though.
I didn't have the baby.
Carla had the baby.
But,
you caught it.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. I played some part. I think I was important to the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Not crucial, but important.
No, yeah, you were there. Support.
Changed jobs.
Oh, shit. You did change jobs. Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And have generally participated to a high degree in raising a brand new person.
Yeah.
Who is now about almost 6 months old.
That is so wild.
Yeah. It came out quick, but it's been a lot. The thing about that, I look back on this year, and honestly, it has happened so fast. Oh, there's also this podcast that we've been doing.
I was sitting here like...
I legitimately forgot.
Did we have the podcast in 2014? Was it really... Is that what we had in 2014?
I legitimately forgot. So in this... I mean, before this... Throughout this whole time, we've been doing this shit. And...
this shit. Thanks for listening to this shit.
We've been doing this, but... And interesting enough, you know... Also, if we don't know, I think we've addressed this on the show. But around the time I found out, or we found out that we were going to have a baby, we're going to have Eve, you sat down, you were like, so podcast has been fun. You know, it's been great. You're like, thanks. You know, maybe we can figure out something else at some other point in time in life. And I was like, first I was like, let me think about it. And I went to talk to Carla, as I do with most things.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, I mean, you really enjoy it. And it seems like it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she had heard an episode or two by then.
Yeah,
one
of
the lost episodes.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's not bad. We should, you should continue. And I was like, I think so. I was like, something about this, I got like an itch. And I was like, something about this seems important.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to her. And I was like, you know, I was like, we shouldn't stop. We should go harder.
I was going to say, I was hoping you weren't going to leave out the details.
We should go in.
Basically display how fucking crazy that you are.
I was like, we should devote as much possible time as we can to this podcast. And so literally, I think I told you, I was like, the only thing I care about is what I got to do to support Carla, what I got to do to prepare for my child.
No. You said, I don't know about you. But my priorities are clear. I was like, Eric, you think maybe we could cut down to like every other week? Because mind you, we didn't cut down to every other week until March of this year.
Yeah.
I suggested last year in November that we go down to every other week. I was like, I don't really know if we're going to have time to really like do all this stuff. And you were like, look.
I was like, fuck that.
Fuck that. My priorities are clear. I don't know about you.
So, yeah, a few months later, we switched to every other week. And because I was stressed out and about to lose my mind. Maybe it's difficult to plan and execute a wedding at the same time as doing what is the equivalent of another full-time job.
Yes, basically.
Who would have thought?
I thought, actually. Who would have thought? I would have thought.
Yeah.
I did.
Maybe that was, it was a fair suggestion.
It was a lot.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
With all those things having happened and the success that has come with this and like that coming out of nowhere, to be straight up.
Yeah.
It's been a busy year. And honestly, it's been a lot. But what's been great and what I've realized about myself is I'm actually not bad at commitment.
No, I wouldn't have said that about you anyway, though.
Well, maybe this is something I didn't always outwardly share, but I'm always terrified of like long term. Like usually when I'm afraid of something, I lean into it.
Yeah.
And that's something I think I'm pretty good at.
That's a strength. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm not like stressed the fuck out, like super, super stressed.
Eric.
Terrified.
Eric. You are so fucking transparent.
Well, I mean, I think I hide it well.
Oh my God, too. Who are these people? There, it just must be people that you communicate with, like at work or something like that. Maybe you have everybody else fooled on some shit, but like I'm always definitely 100% aware when you're terrified of something.
Well, no. First off, someone has described me, someone we both know, as calm and controlled.
That person don't know you like that. I know who you're talking about. And that person don't know you like that.
I'm just saying, it was a stressful time and I was really afraid of kind of leaning into basically everything. It was a long ass list of stuff that I needed to really like focus and commit to. And not to say that I didn't, like I obviously wanted to commit to all those things, but I just didn't know like how something like that could be possible. But looking back, like in hindsight, like, well, not in hindsight, it's not over. I'm still in everything. Mm-hmm. But it's been really great to look at all of these extremely difficult things that are going to just keep going until, I mean, some of them until I die.
Yeah.
And to be real cool with that.
I don't think you're alone in that. Like, I'm obviously not married. And I have no children, which I've said before is a blessing for all of humanity. But I think that's like part of like the human
condition.
Yeah, to like to look at two things that are ideally forever. You know what I'm saying?
And freak out and then be okay with it.
Yeah, I think that's like the way life goes. I think that was like a totally normal reaction, even though like you drove me fucking crazy that entire time.
Oh yeah, I mean when did I find a therapist? That was a crucial.
We talked about. I think maybe you found him in like December or January. Because
yeah,
we were looking in November.
That's right.
That's when we recorded that episode. I think we were looking in November or something like that. Yeah.
But, I mean, that was super important. Like, honestly, you probably would have killed me.
I was.
Carla would have killed me.
No,
people at my job.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking back to, I was going to kill you probably from about, you know what? Like, November, December, January, around February.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the way through when the baby came.
Yeah.
Like, by the time it got to be, I think by the time Carla was, like, coming upon 9 months, like, by the time late June came along, I think we were at a barbecue, and I was like, if you don't stop talking to me crazy, it's a crazy interaction to have in front of other people. I was like, if you don't stop talking to me crazy, we're going to have to fight. It's going to be fisticuffs. we're legitimately, I will box up.
I mean, the thing about it is,
Or square up. Both. Everything.
I like to make sure that the people who are with me,
So you were testing me? Is that what that was?
No,
were you testing me?
No, I'm fucking with you. But no, seriously though, honestly, it was, I couldn't tell outwardly how I looked. Like I was real, like, and this is just being straight up. Like
I know
was
you couldn't tell
because
you
really
look fucking crazy.
Fucking stressed out. Like, and it was a happy stress in some situations. Like everything was happening was really happy.
Yeah.
But I was also just really freaked out. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to get all these things done, do this. I got to take care of a fucking person.
But you did a good job though. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
I have a question. If you could go back and do it again. Because I think that, like, you know, despite the fact that I think you have many shortcomings as a human being in general.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest.
I mean, it's a mutual feeling.
Yes, I know. But, like, I think that you've done a really good job at being a husband and father.
Thank you.
And it's true. But do you think that if you could go back and do it again, and, like, as far as the kid thing, you probably will do it again in, like, the next few years. Would you, like, go a little bit easier on yourself, do you think? Because, like, one thing I do know about you is that, like, whenever you are popping off at other people, it's because you've already put so much stress on yourself that it's boiling over. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Yeah. Spreads like a cancer, I swear to fucking God. But do you think maybe if you could do it over again, you'd go easier on yourself?
I want to say yes, but I also know that I really need to kind of, like, I needed to feel that range. Like, there was a big range of emotions.
Jesus.
You know? Mm-hmm. I honestly needed to feel that range to be able to be calm, like, when the shit really popped off. Mm-hmm. Like, when she actually got here, I wasn't as, like, I wasn't super in this existential, like, crisis that I thought was going to happen of, yeah. Oh, I need to take care of a person. I have to immediately start giving her all the things that she needs to prepare for life, yeah. Like right now.
No, she doesn't even need books.
Yeah,
yet.
She wasn't concerned with me at all for like the first month.
No, you don't feed her.
Yeah, she wasn't pressed. But if I hadn't done that, I would have been doing that at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that when Eve actually got here, that I was pretty clear, because I was able to really like take myself out of the equation, mm-hmm. and just kind of be there for her and Carla.
That's a big, I give you a lot of shit, but, like, I don't mean to say this is you in particular in this instance, but I think that, like, a lot of being a young person, mm-hmm. is, like, just, like, this total, like, just self-centeredness, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, solipsism. You don't have anybody to worry about except for yourself. Your whole universe is you.
Yeah.
And, like, even if you're in a relationship, you can still maintain that to a certain degree. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, I will say that it's been really interesting the past year to watch you, like, go really far outside of yourself and like grow to accommodate
to other people.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yeah, I used to be real concerned with me.
Y'all don't know. That's part of the reason why this podcast exists, yeah. Because this is going to be the third confrontation between you and I that I'm going to reference in this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but we went to a party in August of 2013. And I had just been through a period where I lost a terrible job that I had.
Yeah.
And I broke up with a boyfriend.
Shit. I just realized what a story was.
I was, I was in this relationship that really had not been working for like a long time. And both those things like just completely fucking ended the same week, like within 4 days of each other.
Yeah.
It was like terrible. I was a fucking mess. You know, I was 25 then. And so I thought, I was like, this is it. I'm dying. This is it. This is the end. Because that's like what you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, I lost this job at the motorcycle dealership. What the fuck will I ever do? That was literally like where I was in my life. And like, I'm very fortunate that I have a lot of wonderful friends and family who huddled around me. Except one motherfucker. It was one motherfucker that was sitting in Brooklyn chilling. We hung out a little bit.
No.
But this is the thing. So I saw Eric at this function. I don't know what got into me. Blame it on the alcohol, I guess. I was like, Eric, you know what? You've been a bad friend.
So this is an important conversation.
Yeah.
And I think I've told you this.
Yeah.
But that conversation was pretty crucial. That was like really the, what do you call it, like breaking point? Like what?
Turning point. Yeah.
Because basically I had that was like the third time I had that conversation in slightly different contexts.
Shit. Yeah.
But where other people had come to me and been like, you know, you're not a bad person, but you're kind of shitty sometimes.
Yeah.
Kind of shitty a lot. Like, just being honest, you're kind of the worst sometimes. Yeah. And when you said it to me, it really threw me for a loop. One, I was confused. I was shocked. I was like,
you were shocked.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, what are you talking about? I'm always here. I'm the most here person ever. And you were like, no. No.
Gasping for air.
Not the case. But I went away from that conversation. I was like, what the fuck? Brittany don't know what she's talking about. But mm-hmm. then I honestly sat and I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I reflected. Well, shit, maybe I'm not. I was like, maybe I'm not a good friend. Maybe I'm even a bad friend.
Terrible friend, possibly.
Maybe I should work on that. Luckily, I think I did.
You did. We started having more QT. And at one of these QT sessions,
yeah.
That was when you were like, we should start a podcast. Yeah. And then you were like, and you looked at me real crazy, that crazy look you get on your face when you think you've had a really good idea that's about to just get my fucking goat. You were like, this is a really good way for us to spend more time together. Kind of like, is this what you wanted, you little asshole? Like, that's basically how you said that to
You me. Want me? You got it.
It's like, thanks.
But no, and so I mean, honestly, I think I said thank you before, but thank you for that because
oh, no problem.
You never know, or you like to think that you're going to, like, when the moment comes, that you can grasp it when it's time to reflect, like mm-hmm. in that type of situation, especially to be critical about yourself. But the truth is, you don't know. Like yeah. you don't know. It could come and you could miss it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that it was you who provided that information. You know,
because anytime.
As indelicate as you were at the time. It was yeah. I guess it was what I needed to hear, but also that I was able to really receive that and apply it because I think it's benefited probably everybody around.
Yeah, it is. I think actually in a weird way, it was like Eve, she knew that you were like,
I was ready.
You were like a turkey, you know, and they have a little thing that pops up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Much improved. The condition that you were in by the time Eve was like on her way.
Yeah.
Shit. Much improved.
So yeah, it's been an interesting year. I'm the most, you know, I run on stressed out. Like mm-hmm. that's the gas that,
oh my
that
God.
Lights the
I
fire.
Know. I want to help you change that in 2016.
We'll see. I'm trying. But honestly, in spite of that, I'm still the most comfortable I am with the large amount of uncertainty that is my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty different and still pretty great.
Yeah. Uncertainty is not your fave.
It's, oh, no, I hate it. I mean, I have like 16 plans. You know, I talk about my plan.
Oh,
I talk about
God.
The A plan, the B plan, the C plan.
Oh, my God.
And I have so many more.
I know.
Yeah, you know, I don't like uncertainty. I don't like feeling like I'm caught off guard. But I recognize right now, today, that there's some shit that I don't know how it's going to work out. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know at what point things are going to work out.
Yeah.
But it'll happen.
That's good. I think you realize that you can't control everything and you can't account for everything. That's the central nugget of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. So, Brittany.
Yes. Oh, no. I hate when you rub your palms together.
How was your year?
Man, I'm going to tell you what. My shit got reupholstered. Like, it's unconscionable. When I think about what I was doing on this date a year ago, it's just like, it's a completely different fucking situation. I do not exaggerate when I say that every single area of my life is completely different now than it was a year ago. There's like the big thing, which is that like career-wise, I went from like to give you guys a Mean Girls reference. I went from Janice Ian to Regina George after she discovered field hockey. Yeah, I had this job that I don't even really know what it was about. People even like I've been out of it for 3 months. People are like, "What did you used to do?" And I'm like, I'll be honest, I don't really remember.
I've never heard you describe it succinctly.
Like, no,
I've never
it takes forever.
Heard you actually, like, I don't know what you did.
I don't know what I did. I will say the people that I worked with were super nice, mm-hmm. but, like, I didn't really fully understand what we did. I didn't really understand fully what my job was. I didn't really fully understand what's going on. But, yeah, so now, like, I went from my old job to, like, now I work at Gimlet.
Yeah.
Which is a podcasting company, for those of you who don't know. And so, like, I have another show that's coming out. I can actually talk about it now.
Yeah.
It's coming out on January 18th.
What's the name of it?
Name of it is Sampler.
Mm.
It's like a sampling of some of, like, the best moments in podcasting, like, on a weekly basis, though.
It's like those fancy cheese plates that you
Yeah. Have. You know what? I was thinking more of, like, what you get at Fridays, like, with, like, the mozzarella sticks and the chicken fingers and the potato skins.
The tiered one?
Like, ooh, shit. That's even good. That's better. You know what? I should really put that in the logo. I was trying to champion for mozzarella sticks and logo, and they wouldn't let me. At the beginning of this year, I was like, I'm going to work on this podcast. Like, I figured it would help me get a different job. I thought I was going to do another job in marketing, which is a terrible idea. I thought maybe I was going to go to business school, which is also another terrible idea. Like, I was, like, doing GMAT prep because I was going to retake the GMAT. I took the GMAT in 2010, and I never did anything with it. Instead of taking it as a signal that I frankly had no desire to go back to school, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it again.
Yeah. I remember these.
I'm going to take it again. And, like, I had a scholarship to college, and I maintained it throughout the entire time that I was there. But, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You were there.
I do.
It wasn't really – it's not a place where I excel. So I was like, I don't know what I was even really thinking about. But, yeah, I was just like, all right, I'm going to get a different job or go to school or whatever. I definitely didn't think I was going to be working here. Which is, like, I knew Gimlet existed. I just never thought that, like, I would ever... I hope maybe one day I would meet Alex Bloomberg, and so it's weird now to go to work.
Yeah. Now you guys are having, like, really important conversations.
Yes. Now I sit in this studio that we're sitting in now and talk to him about being the only black person at my job. But yeah, no, so I have a job that I really, 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 really love. I also have a lot of responsibility, which is bizarre because like my biggest responsibility before is making sure that I order the pizza on time. And so like now it's like I did plan a conference. I guess I was good at that. Yeah, now it's weird because like a lot of decisions come down to me, which is like totally weird. I just had never been in a position to be in charge of something. Yeah. And so it's like weird. It's like so weird that people ask me my opinion on so many different things
and
all of the
that.
Time. Yeah, it's a weird, it's a completely different, it's really changed the way that I think about myself and like my capabilities in all areas of life as a human being.
I would say, one, that's very apparent.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, for the most part, I don't like you.
I know.
Like, you get on my nerves probably more than anyone else.
Oh, my God. I know. It brings me so much joy.
Clearly. That said, a lot of that really just stems from the uncertainty you used to have about yourself. I was like, Brittany, you get on my nerves. Like, why are you talking about it? Like, you got to stop speaking so negatively about yourself. Like, yeah. I used to say this to you all the time.
We had
15-minute, like, G-chat conversations where my side, there's like my side and your side. My side is like 3 feet long of just like the same type of messages over and over again. You gotta be more positive, like, yeah. And we don't really have as many of those conversations anymore.
Also, too, like, I mean, to be fully honest, I stopped dating for like 6 months of last year, which was a really good idea.
But it was kind of back and forth. It was kind of back and forth.
Well, you know, I'm so full of shit when I'm always just like, well, you know, I'm not dating right now. It lasts for like seven days.
But I got a date next Tuesday. I'm just going to see what this guy's talking about.
This time a year ago was the fourth time in like the month that I was like, oh, I'm not dating anymore. And then I didn't follow through on that. And then I had got several just really strong nudges from the universe to be like, bitch, please stop.
Yeah.
Like, just, this is not for you. It's not for you right now. It's not for you. So then I was like, fine then. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to focus on this podcast. This podcast was like a really positive fucking thing in my life.
Well, yeah, I would agree. I mean, if nothing else, like I said, I think, one, it's been a pleasure. And which is surprising in our relationship.
Yeah, it is.
It's definitely been a pleasure to see you use, like, this outlet
mm-hmm.
to push yourself in other directions outside of it. You know, whether it's in many different, you know.
Yeah.
In terms of, obviously, your career. Like, mm-hmm. that's the most clear.
Yeah.
But in addition to, like you say, your, you know, dating, love life, in addition to just how you interact with people, like, you know.
Yeah.
I think you feel a lot more certain. Like, you step with a lot more, I guess, certainty. I don't know. I was trying to find a better word. Something that was more poetic, but it didn't come. But, no, honestly, and that's really been a pleasure. Like, I'm super proud of you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
It's cool. It's awesome. I mean, I'm really going to regret all these nice things.
It's Christmas, Eric.
Yeah, I guess it's true. But, no, it has been a pleasure to see you really, like, so quickly, like, shift.
It was quick, man.
And it's, I can see it because I've had to shift too, you know, like, I feel like I know what that looks like. And you've definitely done it in a completely different way, but also without a lot of the, I would say a lot of the reasons for my shift were very firm, you know, and a result of not necessarily necessity, also desire, but necessity.
Yeah, definitely. Baby's coming. You should really get your shit together.
Yeah. But you didn't have a lot of that same stimuli. I mean, I think you really just had, like, the desire and just figured it out. And that's good.
Thank you. It's so weird. My therapist keeps saying, I come every week and I'm like, it's so weird. She's like, will you please stop fucking saying that? She doesn't talk exactly like that. She's, like, professional. She doesn't talk like me. Thank God. But, it's, like, so strange to me how different. It's, like, I think I just reached a point where I was, like, because, you know, I had my whole early 20s was like, it was like some people are like, you know, 2013 was like a rough year for me. I'm like, from about smooth, like 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
To like literally like June.
Yeah. 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 That's about right.
It was just like, It was just rough. It was like really, 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 really rough. It's funny when you talk about like you don't like uncertainty. I was like very accustomed to uncertainty. And I was accustomed to uncertainty in like the most terrible sense.
Yeah.
I was accustomed to just like
shit went wrong.
Shit is okay. Then I got fucked up. And then like somehow I also managed to go that extra half step down. So I was just kind of like used to that. You know, I started working at Camelot and they made an offer in August. I started in September. And it was like, so many really positive things were happening at once. It freaked me out because I was just like,
I do know
you do. Yeah. I thought that I was like, I'm going to die soon. You know how like,
I know this feeling. Like,
yes.
You think you're going to get hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. Every day I woke up and I was like, man, I really better enjoy this because I'm going to die next Tuesday. Like, I was like, this is it. I actually like legitimately had heightened anxiety that something was going to go catastrophically wrong with my job, that I was going to lose a loved one. I was so used to things going poorly that like it scared me that everything was going so well. And it seemed like it was going to go away at any second. And like, I still struggle with that a little bit, but like I'm getting more used
rolling
to the fact. Yeah. But one thing that's awesome though, is that like, I really rarely have a terrible day. Do you know what I'm saying? As a result, wow. I really rarely have a bad day because, like, I've had things just be worse before. So it's just kind of like if I'm stressed out about something or if I feel like I had an interaction with somebody that could have gone better, I don't.
It's not the end of the world.
No, it's not the end of the world. It's never the end of the world because it's just like things could be so much worse. If this is, like, not terribly pleasant and it's temporary, like, it's fine. Like, everything is fine. Like, my health is fine. I have a place to live. I have, like, a job that I really, really... Like, who gets to have a job that they really enjoy? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's so weird. Like, I feel very, 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 very lucky. But, like, the whole thing has been a really huge growing experience. Like, it's funny because we talked about, like very first episode, we talked about adulthood, you know?
Yeah.
I told you that I felt like an adult already, which I guess I was. But, like, I now feel like I have a greater sense of commitment and responsibility. I actually am not terrible with those things.
Yeah.
I don't fear commitment. I do fear responsibility sometimes. But having all of this come at me really fast, like, I actually feel really proud of myself with, like, the fact that I've been able to handle it and not, like, lose my shit.
Yeah.
Really. Like, in fact, like, weirdly enough, as things got to be, like, crazier and crazier, like, and for a variety of reasons, and, like a variety of people, you know, wonderful people that I have in my life, things just got easier. As, like, my life got crazier, everything, just the entire thing got way easier. It's weird, even though, like, this is the sixth day that I'm inside the Kimlin Studios this week. And, like, I have a ton of work to do before the show comes out in January. Once it comes out weekly, it's like...
Yeah. It's not going to stop.
No, it's not going to stop. It's going to, like, continue. It's just going to, like,
it's
increase.
Increase, yeah.
Like, and then, like, we're going to continue to do this.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will increase in specific ways. I have some other stuff that I'm stupidly working on right now, which is, I don't even know why I decided that I was going to do this. I really want to, but I'm also just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I don't know what you're doing. Once I get through January, like, things will be a lot easier, and then all I have to do is focus on our show and focus on Sampler and then, like, you know, focus on, you know, some important people in my personal life.
Is that creepy enough?
Stop. But yeah, I feel extremely lucky. I feel very, very happy. And this is like I said, everything like outwardly, externally is like the craziest it's ever been. But I feel internally like the most calm. I feel like for like years, I felt like I had just this like white noise in my head for a really long time. I don't have it anymore. And it's like cool that like because of this show, so many things in my life have changed. I feel like it's weird because, like, we totally came through the back door on this whole thing. We just kind of started it just to start it.
Yeah, this wasn't our goal.
No, we just wanted to make it. We just wanted to make the show.
Yeah.
And so it's cool that, like, so many people like it. It's cool that Alex and everybody at Kimlet liked it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's cool.
It's pretty important.
Which is important, yeah. It's so weird to have stumbled upon something that, like, I really very strongly feel that I should be doing with my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2015, man. Fucking lit.
Yeah. In the can.
In the can. Almost.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a week.
Yeah, like two.
So I know you wanted to do this one thing. You know, I don't really believe in that thing.
I know. Well, this is the thing. I'm going to present to you an alternative.
All right.
So today, right now, we're going to talk about resolutions because it's also, like you said, we've reflected on this past year and we're going to look at the next year, right?
Okay.
Everyone just does like resolutions like in January.
Yeah.
I do yearly intentions,
mm-hmm.
which is so extra. But... I've been doing this every year since I was, like, 24 or 25,
mm-hmm.
and I, like, have a list of 7 to 10 things that are not, like, you know, people are always like, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds or like, I finally want to go to Turkey or like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, I'm going to read a book a month or whatever, like, yeah. like stuff like that, which is fine. It's fine. All of my intentions are real extra.
They are.
They're
you sold me them before.
I know. They're so extra.
Very much so.
So like last year, one of my intentions, this is so crazy. Everyone's going to find out the depths of how crazy I am, was I want to learn to let go of what is comfortable so I can welcome what is Am I not living a testimony?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I said, I want to let go of what is comfortable so that I can welcome what is great. Okay. So I'm speaking a word right now.
You are.
So I'm just acknowledging. I just want to acknowledge the fact.
You have done that.
Right. So the thing is that's not a New Year's resolution. That's
correct.
Yeah. I think living life with intent is an important thing. And I know that you believe that, too.
Yeah.
Because you definitely believe in intent and focus for sure.
Yeah.
I think that it would be a good thing for us to do two things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Provide one resolution for the next year or intention for the next year. And then to also have a hope for the other person for the next year.
Oh, all right.
Don't be petty.
I'm not going to be.
Okay. You had that look on your face, though. You know,
I mean, my first instinct is to be petty. But
I know.
Then, you know, a couple seconds go by.
Okay.
And I push through.
Okay.
So you go first. This gives me some time to think.
Okay. So one of my biggest, you know, areas of focus for the next year is to really actually take care of myself. Because in reflecting on this past year, like, I think I made it sound like it was really easy, but it was really, 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 really hard.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep. There was always something to be doing for Color Nerds.
Yeah.
I was still going to my full-time job. I was looking for a new job, and then also for a time I was, like, studying for the GMAT, which is not, like, it's no hoe.
Yeah.
I also, like, had life, and I had a lot of personal shit I was still figuring out. I also was, at least for part of the year, I was trying to work here.
Yeah.
And trying to do things to grow the show. I'm glad because, like, I think a lot of times, like, I felt like I was, like, just compelled to be working on something. I didn't really know if it was going to pay off. I had no clue what was going to happen. But I was just doing it. I feel very fortunate and very happy that a lot of that work has culminated in something that I think is really great. But I did not take care of myself at all. Like, I didn't really know how to negotiate personal time. I didn't, like, ever really relax. And, like, now I've made some, like, adjustments in my life, and I have some new people in my life who have done a lot to sort of help me learn how to take better care of myself and to relax. I think that, like, I could stand to do a much better job of that next year. I don't think I'll be able to do this and go to work and do anything else if I'm not, like, taking care of number one, which I'm absolutely terrible at.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Thank you.
All right. So I think, I got one.
Okay.
My intention for 2016 is to explore the creator in me.
Mm.
Honestly, when we started this show, I don't know what I thought this show really was.
I don't think either one of us knew.
Yeah. I mean, it was more like, honestly, it was more of an emotional and intellectual outlet.
Mm-hmm.
As far, you know, like, we talked about stuff. We talked about stuff that's going on in our lives. We talked about how we feel about the world and what's happening out there. But and that's kind of what it was. And obviously it's grown and kind of exploded into this thing or whatever it is. But I never really, I didn't realize until late, and I didn't really, like, feel cemented in that conversation until, like, very much towards the end of this year, as in terms of thinking of myself as a creative person.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
Yeah.
It's not how I thought of myself. And I think I probably told you this before.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a make shit happen person.
Yeah. You know? Which you are, though. You are that person, too.
But I never really thought of myself as creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I've realized through the course of doing this and through thinking about all its different possibilities and how we, you know, might want to change it and how, you know, we'll. I have an idea for something else that doesn't really fit here. Maybe I should just try to see what happens with that.
Yeah.
You know? And realizing that that's me being creative. So I really want to embrace that side of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to give a lot of credit to Carla.
Yeah.
Because she is, I mean, a creative person by, like,
to her core.
Yeah. Like, that is her. And just seeing her pull that out of herself.
Yeah.
In the way that she has and how it's blossomed has definitely inspired me to do, like, the same. So, you know, shouts out to her because, like,
yeah.
Lord.
Also, Carla's a really, really fantastic writer.
Yes.
And if you haven't read any of her stuff, I would suggest Googling Carla Bruce.
Yeah. Bruce Eddings.
Bruce Eddings. Yeah. And, oh, I don't know if it's some of her
it's
old
both.
Stuff. Okay.
So
yeah.
Yeah. but a lot of her newer stuff is under percentage.
Yeah, yeah, I would suggest like Googling that and just going to town.
Yeah, if we start the newsletter back again.
Yes. Oh my God. You guys, look, this year's been fucking hard, okay? I'm just saying, this newsletter is my responsibility. I've been fucking busy, okay? We're going to start this shit up. That's the fucking resolution. We're going to start the newsletter up in January again. Yeah.
But we used to include links to our writing. Yeah. So, and we'll definitely include some more.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've definitely been inspired to explore that part of myself and to see, you know, what that could be. And now that I feel like I have outlets and tools to be able to do that, mm-hmm. like what I feel like I know the way that I like to be creative now.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to explore that and make sure I devote some time to kind of feeding that beast.
Yeah.
To just see what happens. Because it's a neat feeling to, like, feel like, oh, I had this idea mm-hmm. and, like, my creativity has made it blossom into this thing that I like and that, you know, maybe a couple of people.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to do that. I think that'll be cool. I also think I've recognized that me being creative and like feeding that outlet mm-hmm. also makes me like, you know, happier person and yeah. nicer to be around.
It really like does. That. It really, 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 yeah. really does.
So yeah, that's my intention.
That's
for
a good
year.
One. That's a really good one.
Thanks. So I guess now is the hope.
Oh, the hope.
I'm excited for this. You got to go should. First because I
okay. So my hope for you is that you just stop being so fucking hard on yourself and just calm down. Stop. Don't roll your eyes at me. Just listen. Okay.
All
right. Yes. Is that you just calm down. Cause like one of your greatest qualities is that you are a make shit happen person, but also like, it's also one of the biggest thorns in your own goddamn side is that you think that everything has to happen right now. You do.
That's
you
fair.
Think that. And I think actually almost like because the universe works mysterious ways. Okay. Yeah. That a lot of things this year did have to happen to you all at once that you could realize that maybe staggering shit out is not the worst thing. Like maybe a slow burn is not so bad. Sometimes I feel like you are worried so much about like having to do things perfectly and having to be the best even when there is no comparison. Even in the mix, yeah, that's not, I think that, like, you're not doing things well enough or that you're not doing things perfectly or that you're not, you know, I just want you to, like, just not be so hard on yourself and to just understand that, like, you have time. You don't always have to have the answer right now and you can figure things out as you go along and nothing bad is going to happen to you. Nobody's going to judge you and that, you know, you have a lot of people around you that, like, care about you and shit and, like, you don't. You're not in it alone, and it doesn't all come down to you. As much as you would, I think, in a lot of times, I think you would like for it to all come down to you. It doesn't all come down to you. You have, like, support, and you don't have to, like, you just don't have to put yourself through so much.
That's fair. And that's nice. Thank you.
Yes.
And you know, I there's no but, you know.
Yeah.
So thanks. I would definitely try to put that into practice. I think I'm doing better.
Yeah, you are doing better.
I think I'm doing better.
I think having a person around who you have to make like keep alive,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
It
I
helps.
Think like it gives you perspective sometimes.
And that's a very much a long game.
Yes. Yes.
I'm definitely playing the long game.
Yeah.
With you. Yeah. Okay. I could do that.
Yeah.
My hope mm-hmm. for you mm-hmm. is that you become more comfortable with your voice. And hear me out.
Okay.
Obviously, this show has been, you know, us talking very freely, probably too freely,
yes.
about how we feel and our own opinions.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the start, I think you would admit that I definitely pushed you to take that to the max.
Yeah. I didn't want to either. I really didn't want to. I didn't want for anybody to hear this show.
Yeah. You were like, well, we'll just send it to our friends.
You're like putting it on iTunes. And I was like, nah, I don't know if we should do that. I didn't even want to email it to my parents or anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't want to email it to anybody.
But I think it is definitely safe to say mm-hmm. that I and many other people have found not only your opinions, but your story immensely interesting. And you've shared it in increments.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I smell what you're stepping in.
And I think that as you continue mm-hmm. like this amazing, like, hockey stick upward trajectory that you're on.
I'll take that.
That you that you really continue to embrace that. And I'm not saying you haven't, because you definitely have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you definitely have taken large strides in that.
Yeah.
But I just want you to continue that, because you are an interesting person. Ugh.
Thank you. That's so nice of you to say.
And your opinions are definitely 9 times out of 10 spot on.
That's good. I'll take that from you.
As evident in this last episode that you did with Alex and Star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
You know, just being straight up, you were real stressed out about that. And with good reason.
Tell it, though.
You were really, really stressed out
about that.
I wasn't sleeping. And, you know, because it's a lot. It's a lot to, like, it's different. This shit here.
Yeah. This shit right here.
You know, like, it's a relatively small circle.
Yeah. Circle of trust. It's not, it's pretty small.
And it's a safe space, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you definitely, you know, that was a leap.
Shit.
That was a leap. You know, that had to do with your job. That had to do, you know, with potentially putting yourself out there to like, receive a lot of flack.
Yeah.
And you embraced that and were true to yourself and what you actually think,
mm-hmm.
and didn't pull any punches. And it was excellent tape. But not only that, I think it's definitely what the conversation of people need to hear. And that's, you know, obviously there were other people involved in that.
That they were amazing, yeah.
But it makes me very excited that not only do you have this outlet,
mm-hmm.
but that you have another one.
Yeah.
That many other people are going to hear. And so I'm really, really happy that you're going to have a, like you said, this platform. But I want you to really embrace putting yourself as much as possible into that. Because I think the fruits will just be so much greater.
Thank you, Eric. That's really kind of you to say.
Very welcome.
I appreciate that. I really do.
I'm going to be mean to you right after.
I know. Well, no, you're mean enough because I'm going to get my phone taken.
But yeah, so I think this was cool. This wasn't too bad.
Good. No, it wasn't too bad. We said it was going to be short. Still not short.
We could do some trimming.
We could do some trimming, but I mean, it's still not going to be.
It's not going to be short. It's
sorry, guys. Ain't fucking 30 minutes. We keep coming in here. And we're like, are we only going to talk for 30 minutes?
20 minutes in and out.
I don't know what the fuck we think we're going to share that we have to say. Yeah. It's only going to take 10 minutes each.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think this was good. This was healthy.
This was good and healthy. I would actually say to our listeners, I would love to hear you guys' reflections and your resolutions or
and
your intentions. Yeah. And also, like, I would say these are good conversations to have with the people in your life, because I think that you, what people see happening, you know, in your life and what they hope for you, I think if you hear those things, it would surprise you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a great conversation.
This has been great.
You want to know something?
What?
We didn't say white supremacy. Or black one time. I think this is
this is a race free episode.
Wow.
I know. You know what though?
I didn't think it was possible.
The next one we're gonna, I think we should do like a compare and contrast ISIS papers to the souls of black folk and go from there.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just gonna say black.
Yes, black.
Black. White supremacy. Black.
Yeah.
That's the whole episode.
That's it. Ficky. That's good.
But thank you, everybody, for rocking with us this year. I hope going into next year, I hope everyone has a great year. 2016.
Me too. I really hope so. I really, really hope so.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. I'm ready. I am ready. For a second, I'm like, I'm not ready yet. But I am ready.
Yeah.
I'll be okay.
I think everybody's going to be straight.
Yeah. Have a good holiday, you guys. And, you know.
Leave us a review.
Leave us. You want to make us happy this Christmas?
Yeah.
Stuck on a resolution? Resolve to rate review.
It's literally the gift that keeps on giving. For us.
Yes. So thank you guys for listening to us. And if you're new, we hope you stick around once you actually hear what the fuck we really
Yeah, we have opinions on other shit. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, no, wait. See y'all in 2016.
Oh, yeah. See you in 2016. We'll be back. We'll be back. We should take to the...
What?
We should take to mid-2016. Should we?
What do you mean take till mid-January, you mean?
Yeah, mid-January.
I think that's a good idea. I would like that.
All right, we'll be back around the 15th.
Yeah, we'll be back around the 15th. Okay,
all right, bye.